offensive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat.
Hi, this is Herb Katz, and welcome to Dial-A-Dork, the Cleveland radio home for nerds, geeks, and dorks. For the next hour, we'll take your calls about your crashed computer, your hung-up software, your level 17 paladin, or whatever geek-worthy topic you have in mind. Call us at 216-578-1300 and let the Dial-A-Dork community assist you. And now, here's your Cleveland dorks.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Y'all ready for this? Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. I am your host, Irving Katz, your chief dork, your number one son, your everyman, if you will. All things to all people. the genuine article.
The Willie Loman of dorkdom.
Yes, you're going to witness my death tonight, everyone. And I'm joined death here by Happy. No, I'm joined here by my lovely wife, former call screener, now current, I don't know. I better be careful here. Anyway, everyone give a warm, rousing round of applause for Yoko the Architect. Everyone.
Yay! Oh, thank you. Thank you. What is it that you have to be careful about?
I just didn't want to go too far and say something in front of the millions of people listening around the world. I didn't want to say anything I would regret.
It's wise.
Isn't it? Well, what would you like to talk about tonight, Yoko? Do you have anything in particular, or should I just jump right into the topics?
I'll think if I've got any questions for you, but why don't you jump right in?
Well, I was going to talk about the fascinating...
I actually did have a couple of things I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
There was the CES show in Vegas recently.
Yes. By the way, did you leave the door unlocked upstairs?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think someone's here?
I don't know. Dr. Gay, I mean,
Dr. J,
the science gay, is supposed to be here at some point. So.
Oh, no kidding. James is coming?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
That sounds like James, in fact.
Hey, James.
I don't know. I don't know about Matt. I know Russ is in, like, Mississippi or something.
Kuala Lumpur.
Yes, Russ is in Kuala Lumpur.
I've always just wanted to say that.
You know, neither Drew nor Matt indicated whether they were or were not coming. Due to the fact that neither one of them are here,
that would indicate
quarter after eight. And James told me he wouldn't be here till quarter after eight. So,
James, you should grab a beer.
You should grab three. Anyway,
so I was fascinated about this conference in Vegas,
the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yes,
we discussed it at length.
Last meeting? Aw,
I don't listen to the show, Yoko. Anyway, what do you want to know?
I was listening to some of the cool stuff they had there, and the fact that the government was there in droves, like taking out the displays and doing research.
Sure.
And
it's the biggest consumer in the country.
Of the electronics.
Of everything.
And then the new, what is it? The new operating system from Windows. Do you guys talk about that?
You mean like Vista?
I don't know. I heard something on NPR about it. See, I think I know stuff, and I don't.
Well, that's what we're here for. Yes, there is a new operating system from Microsoft. I think it was supposed to be out later this year. Now they're talking about 07. It's called Vista. Hey.
Wow.
Hey.
I don't know where anybody... did it seem like Matt...
And everybody were coming tonight.
Well, I thought Matt and Drew were coming. I know Russ isn't coming because he's in Mississippi.
Did I take your microphone, James?
Yes, that is true. James pretty much always says, do you need the help getting through there? you know, actually, Dory, now that you mentioned the CES.
I'm sorry, Yoko.
Yoko, excuse me, Yoko. Now that you mentioned the CES, I think James has actually been to it before.
You have?
Well, James, as we all know, was a resident.
I actually have been to the CES. And it is everything it's cracked up to be.
Okay, hold on, James. Your levels are
my levels a touch are
low.
Whack.
A touch low. Wait a minute.
Wiggity. Wiggity.
Just talk about
Yeah, that'll work. That should be fine.
Yeah, I think you're all right now. Are you sick?
No, I just got a little bit of crap in my throat.
Oh, perfect.
How am I late in the first one here? What the hell?
I don't understand what's going on. I really don't.
Hey, I'm here, and you know, this is a very big show.
Yeah, you didn't have that far to go. So has it been fun talking to Yoko?
I've missed it. Let's put it that way. I don't get to talk to her ever.
Awesome.
At length.
Is that right?
For hours
on end.
Instead of sleeping.
Irv, you know what your problem is.
Hey, we haven't had one of those talks in a long time. It's been at least 2 months.
It means you're due.
Yeah, I know. Actually, the thing
I am PMS.
The thing that drives me crazy is you just got to get it just right.
Try this one.
He's talking about the popper topper.
The popper topper is modern.
Wait a minute. Keep trying. There it goes.
Chinese pizza. All right.
Jesus.
Wow.
Basically, the one thing I really hate is when Yoko says, I thought we already talked about this.
If we already talked about it, then I've clearly forgotten about the answer.
Actually, the thing is that, yes, it's true, Yoko, we've already talked about it, but I don't recall us deciding anything, nor do I recall you delivering what I am allowed and not allowed to do.
Which, frankly...
Sweetie, you've been ignoring your paperwork for years.
But that's all we really want, is just tell us what to do, and we'll do it, as long as it's not that outrageous.
I don't really think that's what we're asking for.
No, that's not what I'm asking for.
It's really not what I'm asking for.
That's what I want. What do you want to have for dinner? I can make that. I'll do it.
Well, okay, that, sure. Good. In that situation, yes. But there are some situations where I really... Ouch. Don't enjoy being told what to do.
Touch me there. Touch me like that. Like those kind of situations.
I actually don't.
Ew, James, we thought this was going to be the sex episode, but no
there
more.
There you go.
I actually sometimes don't appreciate that for some reason.
Oh, it's a lovely story, honey.
It's a good
That's
story.
Why I'm so bad in bed.
Is
right,
that
Yoko?
Why? That's your excuse?
I plead the fifth.
I don't take direction well.
The fizzif.
The fizzif. That's too bad.
Anyway, I was the first big topic I was going to discuss was the gaffe, if you will. It's actually not really a gaffe. It's more of a just hideous mistake on the Walmart.com site.
Oh boy, what'd they do?
Well, I don't know if you've been to other consumer or retail sites where you look at a product and it suggests similar items. Have we all seen that?
I'm familiar with the concept.
So, unfortunately, at Walmart.com, the Planet of the Apes complete TV series on DVD, the movies that were recommended under the heading Similar Items included Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream, and the Dorothy Dandridge story. So... maybe a little offensive.
Oh, I see. To our African-American brethren. Oh, that does seem slightly Walmart-ish. That's nasty. That's really... There's just no excuse for that.
It's
I need to plug in. Hold on.
I think...
Do you think
I'm
like
going
a
to give them the...
A disgruntled employee?
Well, you know what? It could be
them.
Someone with a bad sense of humor. It could be a situation where those associations are done automatically through some...
Racist
sort of, well,
tank.
Yeah, they actually use...
you know what black people lack?
They use Windows KKK. No, they actually...
Wow.
They might use some sort of tagging thing that for some reason the tags were...
Apes,
it didn't work
Martin
out.
Martin Luther King. That's
well, you know,
fantastic.
I have no idea how... I don't really know how in the hell I could possibly... Defended. I think it was either a mistake or somebody.
I think it's got to be some douche in
their
programming
douche, yes.
department.
Somebody's a monstrous racist or has a very, very, very bad sense of humor or a very good one. I can't decide which.
Well, I wonder, like, if
there's what a great no, but what a great burn on Walmart.
Yeah, what's been the fallout? Like, if they're
practical joke. I think they fixed it.
Are people picketing in the streets or what?
No, people are way too busy to picket in the streets anymore.
I don't think anybody really cares. It's just one of these things in our community that has stirred up some controversy. And I think actually the problem is that I don't think anybody's terribly surprised that it's Walmart.
Mm. Walmart's.
That something like that would happen. But hey, what can I say?
Did we
mention the Google Pack last week?
We briefly discussed it.
Google unveiled a free collection of essential software, as they call it. And along with Google's own programs, such as Google Toolbar, Google Earth, and Picasa, and others, the Google Pack contains Firefox, naturally, Adobe Reader, interesting.
The one that I thought was interesting was Adaware. that they're putting Attaware in, and there's a special edition of Norton Antivirus 2005.
That's right, a 6-month subscription to Norton Antivirus.
Yeah, which is great.
Trillion, which is the sort of...
Is that a messenger?
Well, it's a universal instant messaging client.
Well, that's cool, if I ever did that. If I had friends.
What?
I think that might be the door. Hold on.
Okay.
It's entirely possible that in shutting it, I locked it. I have a lot of what we call, what's the word I'm looking for? Bad habits.
I don't think it's a bad habit to lock your door.
It's a force of habit to lock your door.
Okay. What did we say? 6-month subscription to Norton Antivirus. Trillion, which is the universal messaging client. Mm-hmm. So you can be logged into like Yahoo Instant Messenger,
ICQ,
AOL Instant
MSN,
Messenger,
yeah.
blah, 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 all at the same time. It also has Real Player, I'm told.
It does. It has a Real Player option.
Real Player option. Attaware, I'm totally behind. I don't agree with Norton. I don't agree with Real Player. I mean, Real Player, in my opinion, is one of the worst offenders because when you install Real Player,
yeah.
it installs this little updater scheduler thingy, and that program, no matter what you do, won't stop running. You can kill it. You can turn it off. You can get rid of it from the startup routines. But somewhere along the line, Real Player realizes it's not set to run anymore, and boom, it restores it every single time. You can't get rid of it unless you somehow take the program and change the permissions so that the user who's using it can't actually launch the damn thing.
Sure. Okay.
That's one way.
It also...
Or delete the stupid program.
Is your soapbox collapsing underneath
the weight of my
underneath the
bull
weight
crap?
Of your crapola?
No. I'm just saying that's extremely annoying.
No,
extremely annoying.
No, I understand.
Software.
I understand. It has It also comes with a photo organizer, a screensaver, and an HD image gallery type of deal, which
all right.
is.
I think that's the Picasa.
Picasa is the first one. It says Gallery Player HD images. And also Google Talk, which is instant message voice and IM instant messaging.
Yeah, that's right. Google Talk is like their take on Skype sort of thing.
Sure.
Speaking of awesome. Skype, actually, I don't know if Amitai is listening, but he had mentioned about an hour ago that he would like to contribute tonight using maybe Skype or something like that, but I just didn't have enough time to figure out how the hell to patch it into the board here.
Later.
But Amitai, we will try it. I promise you, we will try it.
That sounds fun.
Because we want to have you back and contributing in real time and not via instant messaging exclusively.
Can we put a 7-second delay
on
Ty?
Isn't instant messaging real time?
Yes, except I just have to read what he wrote. we're talking like Skype.
Forever.
We're talking like actual voice here.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah.
Skype is what it's called?
Yep.
Skype. Skype. Recently bought by eBay.
Now, wait a second. So you can use this to talk to someone through your computer to their computer?
Sure.
That's pretty much it. You can basically have phone conversations.
Look up on the levels.
I turned my mic up.
I could tell.
Is it too loud?
I'm the only one that can hear you this loud.
Okay.
No, you're fairly loud.
I don't know. I was looking at the levels, and they seem rather poopy.
You're okay. Just don't go off and scream. Otherwise, we're good.
Okay, good.
Well, wait a second. Does it have video imaging with the Skype, or is it just audio?
It wouldn't.
I don't actually know. I think it's just audio. I think it's basically like, you know, phone calls for like 1 cent a minute or something like that. Or 1 cent a minute or...
1 cent a minute?
I'm not even 100% sure. You know what? I'm going to Skype.com and I'll read I'll read something from the actual site.
Because I keep waiting for those video phone things to happen. And
video phone things?
Well, you know, like in Spaceballs
they have
or like the screen.
Like in Spaceballs?
There's an image
Uh-oh.
And you're talking.
Uh-oh. Okay. Irv, I'm checking.
Oh, my God. A question.
There's a question. Jamie Mamer. That's awesome.
Jamie Mamer or Mamer?
Or Jaime?
Jamie.
Oh, here we go. It's Jamie Flurgen, Leslie Brad listening. Hi, Matt. Sorry, Matt's not here.
Hi, Matthew and Dorks. It's Jamie.
Say something interesting.
Flurgen,
you know,
Leslie, and Brad.
Wait, why don't you guys take turns talking?
A positive attitude may not solve all your problems, but it will annoy enough people to make it worth the effort. How's that for interesting? That's their.
All right, Jamie actually does have a question.
Hot damn.
I just bought a 17-inch flat panel monitor and I'm having trouble installing it. How can I download the best driver if I can't get the monitor to work? Am I really way too loud?
You're way
just
loud.
A tiny bit.
Okay.
Just down a smidge. A smoochikins.
How's that?
That's
Is that better?
It's like listening to you. Okay, that's great.
Okay. well, that's a hell of a question. Did you keep your old monitor? by any stretch of the imagination.
That's a great question. If she were here, we could ask her
why
in real
time.
Why
does that matter?
Well, if she had her old monitor, she could hook up her old monitor and download the drivers for her new monitor. Although, why do you need drivers for your monitor?
You do need drivers to make them run the best. I wish I knew what kind it was. My suggestion would be, honestly, to go to the manufacturer's website or to go to Windows and let the updater check and see if it's got hardware drivers, because it just... I just went and checked mine recently, and it just found one for
that's
my Dell
true.
Flat panel.
That's true. The Windows update, you can get to that through Internet Explorer. You go to Internet Explorer, and you I think under Tools or maybe under Help, it'll say, like, Windows update.
However, I've just realized that it says, how can I download the driver if I can't get the monitor to work?
Well, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is
I see.
I know that. I recognize that.
Download it to, like, a disk from another computer?
The problem is it would be great
if you
could see it.
Maybe if you if you need to use a friend's computer temporarily, use your little pen drive or burn a CD or something, if that's... the absolute last resort. But if you kept your old monitor, if you have an old monitor laying around, hook that up. But I'm shocked.
It doesn't have plug and play.
Well, but I mean, even so, it should.
That's what
it should work
it should
right
recognize.
In its native resolution because Windows has a base monitor driver that should work. However, if it doesn't, try going to the manufacturer's website, downloading.
But
a driver,
but
you'll have to use someone else's computer or an older monitor.
The other thing I might ask is just, it sounds ridiculous, just make sure you've got the monitor plugged into the right port.
This is true.
Especially if you're using a video card, it sort of takes over if you're using a video card instead of the...
it's possible that if she's using DVI,
right.
That maybe you need drivers for some reason. Even then, I don't think that's true.
I wouldn't start with DVI because... Yeah, I just wouldn't.
What the heck is DVI?
A digital video interface, right?
Isn't that DVI?
Probably.
Isn't that what it stands for?
Pretty
cool. It's really dank.
Well,
that's what my monitor runs on.
It's
dank.
Extra dank.
Fucked.
That means good for people who don't know.
The old and busted was the VGA cable, the 25-pin 25-pin.
The blue to blue looking.
Is it 25?
I think it's 25. The new hotness, though.
The new hotness.
Is it 25?
Yeah, I think you might be right. You're
anyway,
25, 26,
it doesn't make any difference.
Took.
The point is that you had a VGA cable. It was...
Wait, VGA?
VGA. Video graphics, all right.
No, I think I believe it's video...
That was pretty good.
I believe it's video graphics array.
Yeah, that is actually correct.
You have a cable that's, I don't know, maybe half an inch thick, maybe... 3/8 inch thick, 1/2 inch thick.
Size of a tampon.
Okay.
On each end is a D-shaped, connector or a trapezoidal connector with 25 pins, or if it's the female end, 25 pin holes, or 25 vaginas, if you like. One end has 25 little gold or gold-plated
penises.
That's peenies and ginies.
It is the sex show right. Again.
The point. That's what happens when I have my wife on the
show.
There
you go. Dory is a dirty girl.
Yeah. Right. Oh, hey
Yoko.
Now.
Yoko.
All right. So the point is that that was the old way, and this was kind of an analog approach to it, if you will. Whereas now they have a new connector for these for the flat panel displays. It's the DVI connector, and it's a more it's kind of a square shaped grid.
It's got about
12 pins. I think it's got more than 12. I think it's got about
16, 15.
And
then it's got the one big spot.
I think it's got like more than 20.
Holy crap.
It's got like at least three rows.
I didn't think it was that. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
You know what?
Anyway,
I plugged it in.
It's the same kind of thing, but this is a digital connection.
It plugs into the video card.
Yeah, if you have card that is DVI enabled, it'll and a flat top. If you have a flat top and some kid
and
play pants, you too. Yeah, if you have a flat top. I got
a
box
pair
of
jams.
Yeah, if you have
and a high top fade,
anyway,
then you probably don't have a flat panel monitor.
If you have
monitor.
A flat screen, a flat panel monitor that's enabled for DVI, then yeah, that'll it looks real nice. It looks sharp. I mean that's you saw.
It's gonna be better.
It looks very nice.
The problem is that
it's better than free porn.
I'm actually shocked,
nice.
Jamie. If you're still listening, right. I'm actually shocked that your monitor doesn't work. So I agree with James. Make sure the connections are sound.
Did you plug?
Make
it
sure
in?
It's plugged in and turned on. Of course.
You guys are such a
one question I would ask is this monitor upgrade to an existing computer you already had? That would used to be connected to a regular CRT monitor, so you're sure that everything works and so on and so forth. that kind of thing.
If it's got DVI and you're the other thing is if you started with the VGA cable and it's got DVI, just make sure it's on the right input too. I've had problems with that. I know those are all kind of recommendations, but those would be.
I
the
think your levels are kind of low.
My levels are kind of low because I don't want to sound too authoritative on this particular.
Oh, I see. The other thing.
I'm holding it away.
I'll be meekly talking over here.
That would be the first things I would be asking you if you were here in front of me, or if I were at your residence or place of business, and we were trying to figure out why the monitor wasn't lighting up when I turned the computer on.
What advice would you give if you were drunk in a bar?
I'd say format C colon.
What advice would I give if I was drunk in a bar?
You're like, if I was here or at your place of business.
At your residence or house of worship.
If I was drunk in a bar,
I would tell you to slap your titties against the monitor. What are you talking about?
That's disturbing.
Well, anyway, the other thing you'd like to know is that Matt has totally stood us up tonight.
Completely. Matt says
he's failed to show.
He's gay.
And he's a. Oh, yes, we have an email from Matt. He says, I am a total douche.
Oh, is that right? Awesome.
No, it's actually not.
I know. We did. You did see the email from Froggy pooping out tonight?
Yes, he's pooping out. He pooped out. They're not feeling well. Oh. Quote unquote, feeling well.
My Virginia hurts. Okay.
Yes. So, whatever. Anyway, Jamie, if you have any more questions or if there's anything we can do to help,
I'd love to hear
outside the show, just email us, and I'm sure Matt would love to come and figure out why your monitor doesn't work, et cetera, et cetera.
At great length. For
et cetera, et cetera.
For one, so forth, forsooth. Yeah.
No, I'd like that's Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka.
Yeah, Willy Wonka.
Et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Yes.
Anywho.
Johnny Depp will never be
hey,
no
Irv,
Gene Wilder.
Are you hungry?
I don't know. Am I?
I don't know. You want to open that up? You want to do that?
Do what?
The thing.
What
the
thing?
The thing with the guy and the stuff that you forwarded.
What did I do?
What guys, are you guys doing? You're monkeying
guys,
around.
Guys, I'm getting hungry.
What the hell are you talking
Big
about?
Big surprise, Irv.
Oh, that.
Yeah, you want to do that?
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Did you guys write a skit or something?
We did nothing.
No.
You guys sound like you're rehearsing a really
Wait
play.
A minute. I got to figure out where the hell I put it.
You want me to forward it back to you?
No, don't forward it back to me.
All right.
Oh, okay. Oh,
God, Dory, don't do that ever again. This is why
this is what it's like to be my husband.
I have to wear the headphones.
All right, we're gonna take a little break and we're going to practice.
No, you just go into it. You just say it. Just
it
go
is
into
a skit.
It.
Are
it's
you
not
sure?
A skit. I say just go into it. Let's see.
But
what
is
happens.
That how it goes on real radio?
You know, sometimes it does.
No, I don't think it does.
This is Bob Karlovic here, and I got to tell you,
yeah,
whenever
but that's
I'm
after,
hungry,
that's
I go
between
to
two
that's
other
a good
regular
impression.
Commercials.
No, it's not that good.
So, it's, you know, so it'll be like, Mullinax Ford. Hi, this is Irv Katz. Or, whatever. Yeah. Blah, or, hi, this is Bob Karlovic for Gutter Helmet. or whatever the hell he would say.
This is Larry King for Esther C. Whenever my prostate's inflamed because of the frequent sex with my 12-year-old wife.
What do you got? All right, Irv, how do you feel?
I am hungry.
Big surprise, Irv.
No, I don't. Yeah, I think Drew was right. I think Drew, we should be careful.
Oh, just do it now.
Wait
I'm
a second.
On.
I think Drew had a point.
No, okay. Let me point something out to you. It's not like we're claiming that they give us money. It's not like we're claiming anything. We're just... All we're doing is just we're using their name. Now,
Poppy just heard something.
Perhaps we should call them Schmominoes. I'd like to suggest that we change the name of said pizza delivery company.
Yeah, let's call it to Chinese Checkers.
Chinese
pizza.
Checkers. Okay, there we go.
And other unpopular table games.
Other unpopular table games. Okay, go ahead.
All right. this is not how it goes.
Well, I'm telling you,
man. All right, so we'll take a break real quick, and here's... Let's get a few words from our sponsors. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Hey, you guys, I'm getting hungry.
Big surprise, Irv.
Very funny, but you know what I'm saying. I get so absorbed in what I'm doing when I'm sitting at the computer that I forget to eat
if there wasn't a Domino's, a Schmominoes, a Chinese Checkers three blocks away.
Anyone there?
That delivers right to your chair.
God damn it. Why isn't anybody coming?
Because you won't read
the
promo.
I'm so unpopular.
You won't read the promo all the way through. Take 58.
All right, take 2. And we'll be back after these messages. You've been listening to Dial-A-Dork, the Cleveland home for nerd radio.
Dial-A-Dork.
Hey, you guys, I'm getting hungry.
Big surprise, Irv.
Very funny. But you know what I'm saying? I get so absorbed in what I'm doing when I'm sitting at the computer that I'd forget to eat if
there wasn't a Chinese Checkers three blocks away that delivers right to your chair.
Yeah, but seriously, Chinese Checkers pizza totally rocks. I mean, they keep coming out with the new products like every month. Have you tried the new steak and cheese pizza? I mean, what's better than that for a little late night energy boost? That's protein, baby.
Don't forget about the chicken kickers, man. I can eat dozens of those.
Yeah, and you still got the sauce all over your face to prove it,
watch
a-hole.
Watch it.
Seriously, though. What does he say, straight up?
I
know. Nobody wanted to say straight up. Seriously, though, motherfuckers. Chinese Checkers pizza is all that.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway. And a dozen wings.
And if you'd like to rent Planet of the Apes.
Oh, that's awful. That's terrible. Why, it's the best break you'll take when you just don't have the time to bear a nice stir fry because you're two levels away from finally finishing Doom 3.
That's right, and when I'm two levels away from finishing Doom 3, I can't be bothered to cook. Bring me my Chinese Checkers pizza and wings deal.
I can't even be bothered to
blink. Two medium pizzas, one topping, a dozen wings, 2 liters of your favorite soda-type beverage, and a small dessert pizza, all for the low, low price of $3.
That's unbelievable.
And that's why I weigh 1,200 pounds.
What a deal.
That's
but
so
seriously,
amazing. I wish I knew the name of this place.
Call your local Chinese Checkers pizza company today.
Chinese Checkers, and not affiliated with Domino's Pizza.
Chinese Checkers. Oh, we bring you a pizza. Okay.
This has gone from the sex show to the racist show. You guys are awful.
This is the sex and racism episode.
By the way, there's a typo in this stinking thing. Don't forget to order the 2 liter of Coke, too, because you can't stay up all night fighting level 7 paladins without a big jug of caffeine.
I think it's supposed
to
be level 17.
Clearly, it's level 17. Everybody knows level 7 paladins are easy to kill.
Right. Yeah, let's try another commercial and try the other one.
I think we should wait till later on in the show, but I agree.
All right.
Because basically, you read the entire one.
All right. Why do you think you're a dork? I don't think you're a dork. We know you're not on the phone with a girl, so come on back, you fucking jerk-offs to Dial-A-Dork.
Welcome back to Dial-A-Dork.
Anyway, that worked out pretty well, actually.
I think we just lost all four of the people.
So, Dory, you were wondering what the hell Skype was, huh?
Yeah.
And the big splash on their homepage says, with Skype, you can talk to anyone, anywhere, for free, forever.
For $1 a minute?
Skype is a little program for making free calls over the internet to anyone else who also has Skype. It's free and easy to download and use. Works with most computers. Download Skype now and, I guess you didn't really need to hear that.
Download now. Now.
Wait, how do they make money?
And you can win a Skype call with Coldplay.
It's a pyramid scheme.
How do they make money? That's a good question. One way that Skype made money was by selling the company for billions of dollars to eBay.
Yeah.
And well, then how is eBay making money?
I'm going to bet you dollars to donuts that what's going to happen is that they're going to advertise eBay and other things on Skype, like eBay and, I don't know,
yeah,
Amazon,
maybe the
Skype like
client has advertising on it. Or maybe right in the middle of your call it says, hi, you need Chinese Checkers pizza, don't you? Call Chinese Checkers pizza and get your pizza on, bitch.
Okay, all right.
All right, hello, we're Skype, and we've got something we would like to share with you. What we've got is this simple bit of software we want to give you. It'll let you make free calls to your friends all over the world, and we don't want any money for it. It's free. God, they're so cool. You could think of us as the big free internet telephony company.
Oh, boy.
Telephony.
Are you sure telephony. Just telephone?
No, it's T-E-L-E-P-H-O-N-Y.
Telephony.
Telephony. Telephony. We prefer to think of ourselves as a big group hug. Oh,
that's
Christ.
Gay.
Who wrote this shit?
You know how I know you're gay? Because you want a big group hug.
You know how I know you're gay? You wrote the Skype website copy.
Okay, wait. So now it's the racist sex and homo bashing show.
No, that's from 40-Year-Old Virgin, which is hilarious.
All right, Skype in a nutshell. Our software is quick and easy to get started with. Who wrote this? Download, register, install, plug in your headset, speakers, or USB phone. Oh, that's cool. And start calling your friends. The calls have excellent sound quality and are highly secure with end-to-end encryption. You don't need to configure your firewall or router or any other networking gear. It just, you know, works.
Can I ask you how to spell Skype?
Skype.
That would be helpful.
And it doesn't just work on Windows. Skype is also for Mac, OS X, Linux, and PDAs using Pocket PC. With a native look and feel for each platform. Talking, sending instant messages, or even file transfers work between different platforms like a charm. If there weren't enough ways for you to contact your friends, we have a little thing called Skype Out. It lets you make calls to old-fashioned phone numbers all around the world. Landlines, mobile phones, it works with almost all of them. Skype Out is not free, but it's pretty cheap. So there you go. You can forward your Skype calls to a traditional phone or mobile. It won't cost others any extra to call, and you simply pay the standard Skype Out rate to call the number that you forward to. The Skype Out rates, let's see, Skype Out global rate is 1.7 cents per minute.
That's pretty cheap.
You can call, it appears here, now based on the map here, to some of the most popular destinations, we have one unified rate, which we call the Skype Out global rate. So that's less than 2 cents a minute, too. Are you ready for this? Buenos Aires, Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, mobile phones in Canada, Chile, Beijing, Guangzhou, Shanghai, Shenzhen, mobile phones in China. Hold on. Mobile phones in China. Denmark, France, Germany, Greece, Hong Kong, mobile phones in Hong Kong, Ireland, Italy, Mexico, Mexico City and Monterey.
Just keep reading off countries.
Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Poland, and that would be Gdansk and Warsaw. Mm. Portugal, Russia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Taiwan, United Kingdom, United States, mobile phones, and last but not least, the Vatican.
Just in case you need to make that important call to the Pope.
Excuse me. It's 1.7 euro cents.
Oh.
So that would be 2.3 cents.
That's outrageous. Or 1.1 pence, depending on who's
You can call almost any destination in the entire world with Skype Out, but different destinations have different rates.
It's not too bad.
So there are other places you can call, like Caracas and...
things of that nature.
Afghanistan is, you know, Afghanistan is still
not
28
on the list.
Only like 29 euro cents.
Well, that's outrageous.
So I mean, that's probably cheaper than normal, but it's, you know, still significant.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You can call Aruba for 13 euro cents per minute.
Will they help me make friends in these exotic locations so I can then call them?
Well,
later
let's look up Thailand.
Oh, Didi Mao. Didi Mao.
Bangkok is
Bangkok.
5 euro Bangkok. Cents per minute. So you can call your ladyboy in Bangkok for 5 euro cents a minute. All right.
Oh
fucko.
Boy. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's how it works.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So there's no video though.
Well, I don't know.
You mean in Thailand? No, I got plenty
there's
of that.
There's Skype voicemail.
I got lots of that.
I'm just saying, is it the video beta? Phone?
No, you really
the
want
mythic?
The you're you know, this video phone thing, they have that stuff.
They
but
do have that stuff.
Somebody needs to have a video phone. Better than that is just a webcam, I mean.
Yeah, you can do like webcam stuff.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I'm waiting for my Spaceballs moment, like where you got the
No, you know,
you speak
somebody,
up into the,
somebody
you
else
put the microphone close to your mouth.
No, she's fine. Her levels are fine.
No.
Okay.
Put the microphone.
I'm being disciplined.
Put the big shaft right up to your mouth.
This is getting awkward for me.
Okay, sorry.
I'm now uncomfortable being here.
Sony to settle spyware suit with downloads.
Oh, really?
For the quote-unquote flawed rootkit software.
You mean the devastating rootkit fiasco?
Let's
what the
see.
Hell are you guys
a judge
about?
Has tentatively approved a settlement against Sony.
Ever listened to the show?
That
yeah,
would
I
give
don't.
Customers free music downloads as compensation for the recent flawed rootkit software. You know, honest to God, I don't see what's wrong with that.
What's wrong with giving them free music downloads?
Yeah.
Here's a product.
You already bought music. Here, have 10 free songs.
Here's a product that it will essentially cost us absolutely nothing to give you.
Well, but it's 10 songs that you assuming you would have bought them otherwise.
Yeah, but I bet it's not. I'm sure it's 10 songs they happen to have in the Sony library.
Well,
10 songs from the CD that you threw out because it ate your computer.
Well,
no,
let's see.
Thanks.
The court paper said Sony BMG would try to offer Apple Computers iTunes as one of the download services available.
Well, now that would be
consumers.
Useful.
All right, fuckhead.
You know, that's twice. One more time, and I'm going to go home with Matt. And we're both going to sit there in Cleveland
Matt's
Heights
not, even
not
here.
Listening to you. I just meant I'm going to go home where he
Matt's
is
a
also.
Jerk.
He's not a jerk.
Let's call him.
Go ahead.
All right.
What if he's in an accident somewhere? You'll feel horrible.
A dork right now.
I'm going to dial a dork.
Oh my God.
As we speak. Although
this
I don't
so
get
surreal.
Very good. it's like looking in a mirror with a mirror behind you and watching yourself look into a mirror. And then in that reflection. All right. Never mind.
Oh boy.
Oh, by the way, while I'm doing this. James, I was actually going to ask you something that I probably should have learned a long time ago in high school physics, but since I can't answer the question myself, I'm going to have to ask you.
Don't piss into the wind.
What is it?
Don't.
Thank you. Don't eat yellow snow.
A quick and easy shower. You can piss in a
fan.
What do
you got?
There
you go.
What is static electricity?
Just like it sounds. Static means not moving, and electricity is that. Static electricity is just a buildup of extra electrons. And
Okay. Well, why do I get static electricity in my dryer? Amongst my socks,
you know,
and
I'm pretty sure it has to do with the friction. Is the stuff like kind of rubs across each other? Same reason like you get it when you take a wool sweater off. Like it's just it's a charge difference, and as you as the space in between those charges increases, you get an electric field, and basically you get like a shock once the electric field's big enough in between the two charge plates.
Okay, that was a little bit difficult to understand.
I understood it, dummy.
Well, you're an engineer, fucko. Relax. What I'm saying is that
has a degree in bastard.
I have a PhD in asshole. What I am saying is okay. Since why does it happen to me so often when I'm driving my car and I park and I open the door and when I touch my car door,
you have cloth seats, right?
Yeah.
Well. You shuffle around, those little tiny things actually transfer electrons. I think it's from the seat to you.
Is it just the movement of electrons from one thing to another creates a what? A charge?
A charge difference. You get what we call a potential difference. If one right now, everywhere in the universe, I shouldn't say everywhere in the universe, you wake up every morning more or less with the same number of protons and electrons, plus or minus a few, okay? And you shuffle your feet across the floor wearing your socks, and that, I believe, I'm pretty sure it's you leave behind extra electrons, and then you get near the metal doorknob. Now, the metal doorknob has lots of these extra electrons floating around all over the place because it's a metal, and you essentially, with your positive charge...
They just rush to me.
You attract them, and when you get close
enough...
I'm like
a vacuum.
No. When you get close,
I'm like
enough,
a low pressure.
You're like a magnet, sweetie. A magnet.
It's really the best way to explain it is a positive and a negative charge attracting each other. It's not like you're thinking about it in terms of like electricity in the 1400s, where it's this fluid and it's rushing to fill this void. Remember, it's positive charges.
Now,
and negative.
How does it affect
are
the humors?
Are you
going to
listen? Or are you going to talk over me?
The humors in my body.
There you go. Why don't you go walk out?
How does it affect
walk
my wife's
the ether.
Belly full of sea serpents?
Walk through the ether.
Okay, go ahead. Please continue.
Anyway, you get
feeling a little hysterical.
Dick, you get close enough to the metal, and the electric field in that region breaks down. Believe it or not, the spark is it's the same electric field as there is with lightning. It's the same color as lightning. The only difference is the energy and the amount of charges that travel during the discharge. Discharge.
Now, what is a great way to generate static electricity so that you can shock the people that you live with?
You know, whenever I want to shock the people I live with, I put a banana in my nose and walk around butt naked.
That's
with
amazing.
Saran wrap.
Really,
over
your
my
nose,
teeth.
James? That's where you put it.
I put the banana somewhere else, and I believe I've increased the shock value.
You know,
somewhat.
You know how I know you're gay?
Yeah, I have
a
banana in my
banana
ass.
In your ass. That's right.
All right, let's call Matt.
That was really a setup.
Let's call that asshole Matt.
You know, we can give him his own mic. I got him. I got the Matt mic over here.
You put the mic up to the phone.
I'll check.
It'd be like a horrible feedback
loop
or something.
Let me check Matt's levels. Oh, you know what? Hell with Matt. I'm taking this mic.
Sure.
No, here. Just take the one. It's closer, I think.
Now, James.
Yes.
I know, like metal, crystal, like solids, like have a lot of electrons just like floating around.
That's true.
But what about like covalent or ionic bonds? It's like you'd expect the electrons to stay put where they are.
They do. They do a lot more.
Oh, covalent. She's got you.
not really. Actually, if you I can totally hear this. You don't want to give out his phone number, do you?
No.
No, so there you go.
It's 440. It's 440.
Yeah. Well, most of your insulators are covalently bonded stuff. I'm pretty sure plastic's a covalently bonded thing. It's just a big long... I think it's just a big long chain.
It's
covalent
a big
bonds.
Polymer chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those electrons are bound pretty tightly.
So where are the loose ones
come
from?
In a metal, if you think about a metal is essentially a sea of these free electrons. All the metals have just one or two valence electrons, and most of them do. And they just sort of share them. They get this...
sort of ionic shared electron thing going on. That's why you can conduct electricity in it, because you can apply an electric field through the metal, and it'll make all the electrons kind of bounce along and carry the energy along to whatever you want them to go through.
Right, the electrons are kind of loose. All the loose electrons in the universe come from metals, though?
No. It's not necessarily true, but if you're going to pick something that's got loose electrons, you're going to go with a metal.
What about the air? Does the air have loose electrons?
Not really, but you can force it to loosen up its electrons, and that's what a spark is. Basically, you're forcing the molecules in the air to sort of push the electrons along.
Huh.
Yeah. And the light that you see, the spark that you see, is due to the electrons changing energy levels.
Right,
that sounded
like
convincing,
jumping,
didn't
right?
it? That may be right. Oh my God, that might actually.
Wow, that was pretty fancy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right. That's why it's sparks are always the same color. You ever notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Sparks are always going to. They'll always exactly. They'll always be that color on Earth.
Why?
Well, because those are that's the makeup of our atmosphere.
Well, that's like the the wavelength of, because it's electrons
it has to do with, I just tried to call Drew. I noticed it has to do, and he's probably blogging us, and he just put in the show notes change my voice message.
Yeah, now. Yes.
It has to do with the different energy levels that you have available to you in the different molecules and stuff that make up, you know, our atmosphere, air and nitrogen and all that jazz. Oxygen,
it's,
I mean.
It's
nitrogen.
Actually really cool that we're talking about all this, like, natural phenomena stuff, because tonight's show is brought to you by God. Can we have a commercial for God?
I don't know.
Have you been wondering what happens after you die?
It could be blasphemerific.
Would you like to know why you're here and what your purpose in life is?
Curious about how evolution works?
Would you like to know if you're alone in the universe?
And now it sounds like a commercial.
Would you like
for
a good
Dianetics.
Excuse for not getting laid?
No.
Are you looking for something to do Sunday morning? Well, then you should try God.
Now an industrial strength.
God, not affiliated with Jesus H. Christ.
God, not affiliated with anyone in the United States.
There you go. Yeah. Not affiliated with the Southern states.
Or Mormon, new improved God.
Let me ask you something, James.
I hope so.
What's got to be the biggest problem you have when you go to one of those chain electronic stores?
Well, you know, it's usually finding those guys who know what the hell they're talking about.
That's right. Product knowledge and experience. You know that guy who's there trying to help you figure out which wireless router that will make your LAN just a bit more closed than, say, oh, I don't know, Paris Hilton's legs? His extensive experience
She's
in the computer department comes from 4 hours. You got that right,
buddy.
But your internal network shouldn't be.
There you go.
But you're going to trust some guy who gets all his computer experience from playing Xbox, the free Xbox on display for 4 hours a day?
I don't think so.
Fuck that shit. But if you want to get real help when you're ready to upgrade your PC to something you want to be proud of, you got to go to
Macro Center.
You've got to go to Micro Basket.
I prefer macro. I think
you go
macro
down to your funny. Local Computer Basket Superstore.
There you go.
That's right, Computer Basket.
Well, that's where Dial-A-Dart goes.
That's right. That's where we put computers in a basket and pay for them. Because we know we're in good company
that's
there.
Right.
These guys aren't the high school AV guys. They could actually be running an IT department at your business. They just don't for some reason. I really don't buy that.
They just hate mornings.
It's a steady job.
They could be running an IT department at your business except for the hideous body odor.
And the sexual offense.
There you
go. Oh, that's right. And that's the kind of experience that gets you what you want, the right equipment for your problem, not some prepackaged solution. Don't believe me? The equipment we are broadcasting this show from was built from equipment straight from Computer Basket Superstore. So when you need quality computer equipment, don't go to some online store. Don't go to E-Crap House or
Blue Egg. I like that one.
Blue Egg.
That's all I could call. I got nothing.
Where?
I got less than nothing. E-Gay.
Don't go to E-Crap or iPoop.
Best boy.
Yes.
Well, no one will even tell you if it'll work with your system. And don't go to those big fancy chains. Those douchebags over there don't know which end is up.
And they overcharge you.
They don't know their router from their assholes. Anyway, you've got experts right here at Computer Basket that can hook you up. And if you think you can only find a good deal online, get this. Check Price Grabber or Yahoo Shopper?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Let's start talking about that.
Why don't you look that up and see if that's
for
real.
Yahoo Shopper.
Computer Basket is probably the lowest price there, too, and with 5 stars. Except you don't have to wait 5 days for expensive shipping. You can go right down to your local Computer Basket Superstore and put your computer in a basket
that's
and then pay for it. Tell them Dialadork sent you. You get 5% off everything you buy.
And a steak
every
sandwich.
Time.
That's right. Okay, how was that?
That was pretty good. That was enthusiastic. I actually want to go buy there.
I want to go to my computer basket superstore.
I don't know what Yahoo Shopper is.
Get the
is
new iVibe.
That may have, oh, God. That may have been made up. Yeah, that was Dave that sent that to us like right away.
That
was heard
cool.
on Dialadork. Yeah.
So anyway, I'll encourage Mark to listen. Do you hear someone?
I don't know. I got.
Did they think the
on.
Show started at 9?
I have no
Does
idea.
Does the show start at 9?
No.
No.
It's okay. Almost 9.
It is almost 9.
But I think they heard I was coming and I was going to be late, and they said, you know what? If he's not going to be there the whole time, I'm not going to stay.
Yeah, really. I mean, what's the point?
It's like watching flies fuck.
Can you?
Boring. No. It's like
Can you actually do that?
It's like huffing paint.
I mean, wouldn't
in
the
jail.
Exact opposite would be watching flies fuck? That would
no.
be quick, interesting, and.
No, what? Fly. It takes forever for those. It's all this courtship, and you want to buy some.
Then the singing.
Dinner.
The
and yeah, it's a movie, and they got to.
The
think Nine about,
Movement
yeah,
operetta
exactly.
is always a drag.
I'm really not sure. I really. You know what? I'm going to admit
very little knowledge
Never
about fly
watch.
Sex.
Okay. Anyway.
Yes.
One of the things that came out a couple of years ago, what people started to do was actually water cool their computers.
Are you talking about, are you going to talk about the water cooled Xbox?
My brother.
I
that.
Am not.
Okay,
but go ahead.
Should. I was just going to say that these guys, like almost as soon as it came out, these a bunch of dorks who were into
overclock their Xbox.
They were like, let's see if we can water cool this son of a bitch. And it turns out, and this was like right when they came out, before they realized that they had a huge overheating problem, and they did it. I'm sure if you water cool, if you Google water cooled Xbox, I'm sure you can find something. You know, on it, they had the plans for it and everything. It worked really well, and then a couple of days later, it came out that they were overheating because of excessive gaming. But these guys who had the water cooled never had that problem.
Huh. Well, and along those lines, Corsair, who is a
memory
product
memory
manufacturer and so on and so forth,
memory
have trying to lure more people into water cooling their PCs. They have created the Nautilus 500. It consists primarily of an external unit housing the radiator, reservoir, and pump, which sits atop the PC's case. Installed inside the PC is the CPU water block, which can be fitted without removing the motherboard. So they just run water over top of, the heat sink and drag the heat away and just pump it through this little system and using the incredibly high specific gravity of water?
Not specific gravity, specific heat capacity is what it is. It's 4,286, I think. 4,186 joules per kilogram degree Celsius, which is way, way better than any other metal. Right. Any metal or any substance.
Is water the... Has the highest capacity for like heat absorption anything in the universe?
No, I'm sure there's something else, but it's really good at it. It's certainly the only thing that we have oceans of, and it does a good job.
Do you think aliens will come here for our heavy water?
Actually, they may come here for our regular water. I think about it. If you knew there was a planet that had regular, nice, fresh, relatively fresh water, and you had already destroyed your
Hardly.
Ecosystem, wouldn't you come here and annihilate us in a blind, furious rage?
Well, maybe. Or maybe the rest of the universe isn't water-based, and we have some, methane beasts going to come here.
Water is, like, unbelievably
what, for our poopy?
Cool. No, for our, not for our poopy.
Water. Methane-based creatures?
No.
Please fart in my face.
No.
You got it.
No, you don't. No, James.
I have an alien in my pants.
No, living
off my farts.
It's not going to.
Sweet fart.
No.
Your farts smell beautiful.
Now I know why nobody showed up.
All right, go ahead.
I don't even remember.
Actually, I would be in great luck if there was some aliens who wanted to live in my pants that needed rotten egg sulfur farts to live.
That's fantastic.
No, Dory would be there. Yoko would be the winner there. There you go. So anyway.
Well, my brother has got a water-cooled gaming computer machine.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Your brother is awesome.
Yeah, he's kind of a dork.
I am awesome.
Are they quieter than the fan cooled?
I don't think it's any that much quieter.
Hate the whirring of computer fans.
When you've got a gaming rig, you are probably enjoying the rich sound from the game.
Rich.
And you probably don't care too much about
the whirring.
The computer noise. You're probably drowning it out with something, or you're the kind of person who is simply accustomed to it. I have a feeling that the pump and everything else has got to make some noise. It can't.
I thought my brother said it was quieter.
You know, it might be quieter than a regular fan.
It could be
fan,
quieter. I don't know.
I got to think that, you know, pumping the water, an actual, you know, water pump is going to make some noise. I have to think it
will. Doesn't it seem dangerous, though, to put all that water next to all your electronics?
The first thing I said was, God, that seems absolutely
stupid.
Retarded. Yeah, I know.
Well, how about the liquid nitrogen-cooled
now,
PCs?
That's not
that
just retarded. That's fucking retarded.
Actually, a guy I watched, I saw a picture-by-picture demonstration of a guy who liquid nitrogen cooled his CPU to the point where he had it running. I think he had like a 1 gigahertz Pentium running at 4 gigahertz.
Because it
like
he overclocked it that much.
He took down the resistance that much too. I wonder if he generated some sort of badass superconductivity.
Well, I don't know. All I know is
the answer is no.
It was
didn't.
A great
it
deal. It generated
it
a great deal
fantastic.
Of heat. And what he did was he he basically duct taped a styrofoam cup.
Right.
To
I'm familiar with the concept.
To the motherboard.
I'm familiar with
in
that.
In such
concept.
A way that it was completely, you know, perfectly sealed. And then he just poured liquid nitrogen into the cup and sitting right on top of the CPU as it was running until it finally melted itself.
You know, that actually, yeah, if it. It really doesn't take
I'm
that
not
much.
Even kidding.
No, that...
I am
that,
not even kidding.
Yeah, that makes sense. He probably just ran out of liquid nitrogen, and it was still running, and he was like, oh, shit, I forgot to pour some in, and the whole thing went bleh.
Yeah, well,
later?
I don't know if Dewey is listening, but...
Dewey's always
I don't even
there.
Know if Amitai's listening. He never even came on... Never even came online on AOL Instant Messenger, but anyway.
Did that liquid nitrogen guy later, like, get back at his headmaster by filling his house full of popcorn or something?
No, but that's a great, great movie. That may be one of my favorite movies of all time. Real genius. It is possible
nitrogen.
to excite bromide in an argon matrix in a solid state.
Did you understand any of the hell that they were saying?
Actually, no, but I used to go into my basement and draw little diagrams and pretend I did. It was awesome.
Yeah. Actually.
What?
The thing is.
The thing of
is
it
that
is.
I read that they consulted with, you know, real physicists and so on and so forth, and everything he said was legit.
Except
in the movie Real Genius?
Yes.
Wow.
And what is an eczema?
Something that...
is it a skin disease?
Yeah, that's eczema. Jerk. I knew it was coming. I was going to make the joke first, but I knew it was coming. All right, that's fine. An eczema, that's what happens when you get a rasher. I got nothing.
What is it?
I have eczema.
What is an eczema?
I think it's something that... No, that's a... Is it something that gives
isomer.
Off heat? No.
How do you
no.
spell it?
E-X-O-mer.
E-X-O-M-E-R? Is that really how you spell it?
It's got to be some sort of like a
that's not,
excited
there's no
state molecule or something. Because a mer, polymer, a mer is like a unit, like a
eczema?
A chemical unit, like...
A mer?
Polymer is many mers. A mer is the
a polymer
the
is
mer,
many mers.
Mer is like Latin for the smallest
actually,
basic unit in a plastic.
It is?
Yeah, it's like a two bonded little atoms or something. It's a mer.
Is a mer?
Exomer.
Is that like gold, frankincense, and myrrh?
Yes. Plastics.
Oh, God.
Nowadays they bring polymer.
I believe it's pronounced mer, and I think it's French for the sea. I don't know.
Well, what was the context of eczema in this real
He
genius?
Said there's something coupled to the ground state made in eczema with my psoriasis.
I'm pretty state. Sure an eczema is just something that gives off energy. I'll look it up for you because I can do such things on my own.
But I can't spell it. I don't even know what the word is. I do not know what the word is. Somebody please email us with the word.
Yeah, an eczema forms a dimer only in there's short-lived molecule that bonds two molecules in electronic excited state. They occupy the lower... Yeah, great, Dory. Don't break your arm, patting yourself on the back.
Hey, yeah, I knew what a mer was.
It's a dimer.
You don't know what a mer is.
It's a dimer. She does. She actually did.
She's
essentially right. Oh, but you'll love this. They refer to them as the highest occupied molecule and the lowest unoccupied molecular orb. I'm sorry, highest occupied molecular orbital and the lowest unoccupied molecular orbital, or the LUMO and the, everyone, HOMO.
Ah, yes. The HOMO-mer.
No, not the HOMO-mer, just the HOMO. It goes from the LUMO to the HOMO. Yeah. You actually
it
kind of
goes moved back to New York and went from Lumo to Homo in 6 months.
It goes back to what we were talking about before about changing the energy levels. It really does.
How do you spell eczema?
E-X-C-I-M-E-R.
Oh, okay. Hey, a bored kid turned his optical mouse into a scanner.
Oh, that's so awesome. I freaking love
How did he do that?
I love kids.
He jury-rigged a few wires to his parallel port and wrote a program to take a look. And seeing as how one thing a mouse does is detect motion, made it into, quote, a ghetto black and white hand scanner.
That's awesome.
Wow.
You know, some kids are so worthless and lazy, and other ones are like, hey, I wonder if I can get my computer to give me a blowjob. Like, I want to meet the kid that came up with the fleshlight. That's,
I want to
like,
know.
That shit's genius shit.
What was the fleshlight?
You don't want to know.
Ugh. I
want
to know.
But I got an extra one if you want one.
Okay.
I don't. That's not true.
Jesus.
I'm using both. No, go ahead.
I want to know, like, how did this mouse scanner help him get to internet porn or make a fake ID?
It doesn't, but the scanner might. And frankly, if you're doing things like that, you're not interested in scanner, and you definitely know how to get to internet porn. You don't need a fake ID. You've got all the fun.
Well,
you need.
I'm just saying, like, what would be the motive to make it? Well, yeah, I guess bored.
Because he's bored.
I would like to read you a list called 50 Fun Things to Do with Your iPod.
Oh, you're going to read again?
Sweet.
Well, we'll go through a few of the notable ones.
I'm just going to turn off my speakers. You guys at home, you know, you feel free to do whatever you want.
Oh
man.
Go ahead, dude. I'm just
All right, number one is make your own pirate radio station,
which
is basically just expose the antenna on your iTrip FM transmitter, and you can broadcast your iPod's music library to any radio a short distance away, useful for silencing loud radios or just messing with people. Mm-hmm. You can find good New York City pizza.
I can't even imagine how that works.
The PiPod software will guide you and your musical friend to some of the best pizza places in New York City. Which, incidentally, if I may just say, Pintails Pizza, Pintails, Pintails Pizza, on the Upper East Side. I want to say like Madison and 82nd or something like that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Pintails Pizza is the best frickin' pizza I've ever had in my entire life.
It's a lovely endorsement.
You've had it.
It's a lovely endorsement. Are we going to New York, by the way?
We'll discuss it later. We'll dress it up.
Was that extraneous?
You can dress it up. If Apple's iPod socks don't catch your fancy, there's always the iPod hoodie, complete with drawstring enclosures. So it's a little tiny hooded sweatshirt for your iPod. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
I'm
not
hilarious.
Kidding. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Store photo. Call your... Combine the iPod with early 1990s mobile phone tech, and you can play music and make calls with the same slim device. Fits neatly in the pocket of some very large pants. share your music with complete strangers. Approach someone with the signature white earbuds, smile, and trade headphone jacks to get an earful of your friend's new music. I believe you can get AIDS, though. I'm pretty sure you can get AIDS that way.
By trading headphone jacks?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's correct. Yeah.
Griffin's iBeam turns your iPod into a laser pointer.
Does it have an adapter for a death ray? Okay.
I don't actually know. You can.
Alrighty.
Oh, you seem so bummed, James. Like always looking for a good death ray.
Well, if I got a death ray, then I can pretty much do whatever
can
I want with my
iPod. Strap it to the head of a killer shark.
Exactly.
If you're sufficiently clever about Linux, you can install a text-to-speech application on your iPod, making it possible to listen to your menus or text files through your earbuds.
You really, wow. Where's Matt when you need him? Talk to us
Live
about
off
how
the grid.
Great that is, because it's Linux.
Live off the grid and charge your iPod Shuffle by hand.
Phil
Terone made a hand-cranked contraption for charging your iPod Shuffle.
Bap, 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 bap.
Yeah, really. Pod Tender contains recipes for over 900 mixed drinks.
Oh, you know, I have heard of that one. That's kind of cool.
Let's see. You can put the U.S. Constitution on there. You can put a calendar on there. All iPods except for the Shuffle come with calendaring functionality built in, so you can sync your desktop calendar to your iPod and keep track of where you're supposed to be and when you're out and when if you're... I can't read this.
This is exhausting me.
The Pod Gourmet software contains 260 recipes. And there's even a vegan version available.
Can I make
Yoko.
Can I make you a
can
I
make a raid array
can
out
make,
of them?
Can I make
oh
a request?
Oh my god.
You can make a roid or what?
A raid array.
Can I make a request?
I guess.
Read the last one on the list.
Are you looking at this?
How about retrofitting an iPod into a Geiger counter?
Oh. Awesome.
Yeah. I think it's just to make it look.
Like the very last one?
Yeah, go ahead. Just
look up old friends.
That's great. Okay, let's move on.
Oh, I see. Oh, you bastard.
Thank you very
actually
much.
Actually, says that was number 44, and it says, note, uh-huh. Actual number of fun things you can do with your iPod may not equal 50. No refunds. What a jerk.
Two plus two equals
you
five.
See, with number 42, with two iPod photos aligned in the proper manner, you can view stereoscopic images, just like our forebears did in Victorian England. Wow.
Wow.
Pretty awesome.
No doubt.
Well, screw you, Yoko. We went ahead and... Did you hear what James did to me?
He says,
read the last one. You got to check out the last one. So I go to the last one. And I read it. He goes, okay, great. Let's move on.
Yeah,
son of
well,
a bitch.
There you go.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Scientists
very much.
Spot rare, quote, in-between black hole.
It's a gray
scientists
hole.
Have found... Gray hole. Scientists have found a doomed star orbiting what appears to be a medium-sized black hole. This black hole appears to be theorized an in-between category of black hole that has eluded confirmation and frustrated scientists for more than a decade. So black holes really exist?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yep, end of story. Yep, pretty good. Yep. Yeah, sure.
Is there a black hole at the center of the Milky Way?
I think people kind of theorize that there is. I'm not sure if there is or not. I've never been there, so I can't tell you for certain.
Is that why the universe, the galaxy is spinning? Because we're all going down like a giant toilet bowl
hole? No. But yes. We're all totally fucked. No, it's we're spinning because we were going forward at one time and something captured us that may or may not have been a black hole. But yeah, that's...
I don't know if I'm excited about this story or a little bit frightened by it, but...
What do you got?
Wait a minute. Why did... Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Something. I don't mean to...
Who knows?
I lost my computer screen. It's always great when I have tech problems on the show. It's like, yes, ask me.
Look at me. I'm capable of bringing up my own screen by...
Okay, I don't know if to be excited about this or really disturbed, but the Register is reporting that soon new robot agents will handle all of our online disputes. The new system is called eDispute and could eventually be used on services such as eBay or even all online stores.
So like, will we each own a robot and pit them in hand-to-hand combat, and the winner takes the...
I think it's actually like rock'em,
sock'em
robots. What
does
it do? Like, analyze your arguments or something?
Wait, why would you need a robot? Wouldn't it just be a computer?
You know what?
It's like Sam Waterston, get that robot insurance.
It was like a robot typing at a computer trying to process your case.
That's
the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That is... you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. A robot typing is stupid. That's freaking retarded. So yeah, I don't know.
Here's something, and we know we've talked about phishing scams, and we've talked about ways to have your identity stolen, things of that nature. That looks like more counterfeit hardware is entering the market. They seized 20,000 suspected fake Memorex USB thumb drives, and in Miami, officials seized 900 phony laptops valued at almost $1 million.
Where did they take them?
Where do they take them? Hopefully to an auction.
Okay.
Because honestly, if the damn thing works, I think I'm certainly probably not going to endeavor to find out whether it's, you know, really real. Especially like a USB thumb drive. It's like you're not going to look inside. You're not going to see what memory's in there. If it says Memorex on there, you know, what do I care?
This is Toshiba parts.
It's Toshiba guts. It's Sony guts. Exactly. Let's see.
Yeah.
Say something, motherfucker.
I got nothing. I'm just trying to find something interesting that'll blow your mind, and all I got is
well, hurry.
In stunning turn of events, former D.C. Mayor Marion Barry test positive for cocaine.
That's shocking.
Surprisingly enough, it did not garner the obvious tag on FARC. It garnered the dumbass.
What was it again? Say it again.
Marion Barry test positive for cocaine.
Oh, beautiful.
Nuh-uh.
As someone who grew up in the D.C. area, I just want to say that Marion Barry is one of my favorite people.
He's my favorite crackhead.
I mean, my life would have not been nearly as entertaining as it was without Marion Barry. Let me just put it that way.
Let's give up.
Speaking of entertaining, there's a documentary about two guys who crossed America on a Segway. They rode Segways all the way across America, and they've documented their trip.
Yawn.
Segways.
Yawn.
Okay.
No, I mean, actually, the actual trip of taking a Segway. Here we are, motoring along at 20 miles an hour.
Yep.
How about this? Mm-hmm. The HP ScanJet scanner has a hidden ability to play music. The HP ScanJet 3C and 4C models have a variable speed scan head that is driven by a stepper motor. The play tune command can be used to move the head at different frequencies. They also have a video of the scanner playing the Fury Lease.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, man.
I'm telling you, man. What is this? Okay, wait a minute.
Really?
What the hell? Want a cool and quiet PC? Dunk it in oil.
Okay.
To offset the loss of normal airflow around their Athlon FX55 and GeForce 6800 Ultra, the mad scientists in the lab decided to fill the case up with 8 gallons of cooking oil. The oil temperature leveled off at a comfy 104 degrees Fahrenheit during benchmarking operations, intended to tax both the CPU and GPU to their limits. Interestingly enough, they first attempted this operation using deionized water. It worked for 5 minutes before developing short circuits, but the hardware was amazingly undamaged.
Sure. I have no idea.
Don't try this at home, folks. You will absolutely ruin your computer, I promise.
You know, filling it up with cooking oil is better than throwing it off a bridge.
Hey, yeah.
If those are your two choices.
Or pissing in it.
Pissing in it. I would. Pissing in it actually would be horrible because of all the stuff that would conduct the electricity.
Don't get your dick caught in the CD-ROM drive.
Right. That's a good call.
Well, I got a question for Dr. J.
I hope to come up with some sort of smart-ass answer. What do you got?
Well, okay. Like, when people use, like, hairspray or something, like an aerosol can spray of something flammable.
Yes.
To create, like, a spark or a flame.
A la Judd Nelson in St. Elmo's Fire.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Why, and the same thing happens with the gas pump, like, if there's a spark or something, and it doesn't go into the reservoir of liquid. It's just the vapor that it combusts.
It can back up. If the rate of combustion is enough that the rate of outflow, it's sort of a related rates problem. If it's burning faster than it's coming out, you got problems. Mm. But if it doesn't burn faster than it's coming out, you should be able to you know, create such flames. But again, do not try this at home. I prefer the pump ones that give you the nice short burst, and you're guaranteed not to blow up anything.
Guaranteed.
So it's possible that the flame would track up the stream.
EarthCats guarantees it. Yeah, it's basically you're by ejecting the aerosol. At least I burped away from the mic.
I always burp away from the mic. They're just so powerful.
Right. Mm-hmm. By ejecting the propellant, basically it's usually the alcohol in the hairspray that burns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. By spitting that out at a pretty high rate as it
in
you know,
a mist.
As, yeah, sure. Thanks. You're helping. By mist. Keeping the
these
alcohol
dreams
coming out.
In the mist.
Oh my god!
Oh, you need to be shot.
Oh my god! Folks, tonight's Dial-A-Dork brought to you by Bad Music.
Brought to you by Murder.
Yes. All right. But yeah, there you go. Sure.
Hey, by the way, your burned CDs, depending on the quality, will probably last from between 2 and 5 years.
Uh-oh.
That's it?
Probably.
Uh-oh.
No.
I couldn't be more funked.
Basically, the problem is material degradation. Optical discs, commonly used for burning, such as CDR, have recording surfaces consisting of a layer of dye that can be modified by heat to store data. The degradation process can result in the data shifting on the surface and becoming unreadable to the laser beam. Recommendations include magnetic tapes to store pictures, videos, songs, etc.
So we're back to analog and audio tapes. Great.
Well,
what about CD, like music CDs?
Well, like maybe digital, more like DATs, really, but the ones that run in a backup device. You know, you get your nice. Get your nice, what is it, the 4mm tapes or whatever.
Okay.
Well, you can store like 60 gigs on one of these tapes. Of course, the drives are extremely expensive. You probably have to get a used one.
What's the lifespan for a DVD or a factory burned CD?
It's probably, the factory burned CDs is probably a lot longer.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think it's dye. I think it's like
I got another question.
I think it's a more, I don't know.
That sounds like bullshit. They have this big shiny disc, and they give you a bunch of dye stuck to the surface, and that's what's making.
Well, that's how the laser, you know, the
it's science, baby.
Just relax. Basically, well, I think what it is well, I think what they're trying to say is actually what I recommend is you know, and a great way to back stuff up, especially at home, is just an external hard drive. If you're not worried about taking things off site and stuff like that, an external hard drive is probably the best way to go. I've used hard drives that are definitely 10 years old and they still work. So that's not, I don't think that's going to be a problem at all. But tapes are pretty good too. And with tapes, a little bit can be screwed up, and okay, you might lose a bit of a file here or there, but for the most part, tapes are going to be pretty good.
Does it talk about, like, is there a difference based on how frequently you use it? Like, if you have them in storage?
I have a feeling that if you have them in storage in a consistent temperature, you'll get more life out of them, but...
So I have, like...
Oh, you mean your
the vast vault of music, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think what you're going to want to do about every, you know, 5 or 6 years is transfer.
God.
You should probably, well, you know what I just saw? You know what I just saw? Now, think about this. I just saw on Fat Wallet today, I don't know how you, LACIE is the name of the company, LACIE or LACIE. Somebody is selling their 500 gigabyte external hard drive for like $250.
Oh, dude, that's a deal and a half.
So it's like something insane like that.
Hey, look, we're talking about e-commerce and Matt's not here.
Oh, poor guy.
No, he hates it.
I know. Anyway, you can get, so check out Fat Wallet and search for LACIE, like LACIE, and someone's got their disk doubler or whatever the hell it's called. It's an external hard drive, basically, that connects through FireWire.
Oh, wow.
It's like 500 gigs for like $300 or something.
I got
$300, I think it is.
I got close to that. I got a 320 gig external hard drive for $159, maybe cheaper.
Yeah. So, I mean, you go ahead and slap one of those on your computer, bust out all your CDs, and, you know, transcribe them all to something like that, and then stash that somewhere. And you'd probably do a lot better than 5 years. You'd probably do 10, 15, maybe even 20 years.
It's from,
maybe even more.
It's, you know what? You can go straight to buy.com. That's where they say they have it.
Buy.com?
That's where they say they have it.
All right, Dory, you put your microphone down. You want to draw this to a close? You want to end the show? I mean, we've been doing the show for over an hour now.
It's up to you.
Wow, with that kind of enthusiasm, who wouldn't want to hang out?
Gee whiz.
I'm turning into a pumpkin. I'm tired.
Aww.
See ya.
You guys can keep going.
We still have a lap to do around the park.
Oh, here you go. The LACIE. What did you say? How much did you say it was, Irv?
I thought it was like maybe $300.
I got $339, free shipping, 500 gig USB 2.0 plus two FireWires.
I think there's a rebate.
There's a
you got a rebate?
Bait.
Master bait?
Yeah, it's the 500 external. LACIE 500 external. That's on buy.com.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. $339 for 500 gigs. I guess that's pretty good. But if you can get the 350 for one for half the price, I think that's better.
I can do that math.
And who cares, man? So you buy two of them if you've got that. How many CDs do you have?
Shit. Like 250. I probably really only need the small
250?
I'm just a whore for free music. That's all there is to it. I'm just a free music whore. If you put it out there and it's free, I will whore it up.
So that's 100, 175,000 megabytes. That's 175. Yeah. I think you have 175 gigs of music.
Yeah, basically. Sounds about right.
So you just get one of those 350 ones. You can fill it up twice.
Well, if I filled it up once, I wouldn't need to fill it up again. Duh.
I'm just saying with other shit, man.
I know.
All
I
right.
Know.
You know what?
And on that note, we're done.
Okay. Well, tonight's show was brought to you by...
LACIE.
Nobody.
Yeah. You know, we...
Tonight's show was brought to you by Fat Wallet.
Yeah.
Fat Wallet is the online forum for deals. If you spot a great deal, post it on Fat Wallet. You're looking for a great deal? Go to Fat Wallet and find it. You can also talk about financial matters, all kinds of stuff, things to keep your wallet fat. I go there all the time. I even subscribe to their RSS feed. I get Fat Wallet announcements in my mail every 5 minutes. and so I can spend my money faster than ever. That doesn't really make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Thin Wallet. ThinWallet.com. It's basically what Fat Wallet is. It's just Thin Wallet and another name. All right, anyway, thanks a lot for listening. We'll get the show posted as soon as we can. When Drew actually listens to the damn show, he'll post all the subjects to the blog with links. And you can mail us anytime, dorks@dialadork.com. That's hyphenated, dial-a-dork.com. Jamie, you should definitely email us. If you're still having trouble with your monitor, let us help you out off the air. And anything else, guys?
Nope.
Dr. J, thank you very much for coming.
My pleasure.
Yoko, it was great to have you on the show once again.
Thanks for having me.
I just want to congratulate you on your use of the word covalent. I thought it was excellent. I'm very turned on. And
I'm leaving.
James, get the hell out of my house.
See ya.
All right. See you, everybody. Thanks so much.
You get all those pimps together. It was live.